Imagine suddenly losing an entire month's worth of income. That would be enough to ruin many Hawaii residents. It's an all-too-real situation for two coffee farmers on Hawaii Island's Kona Coast. The mother and daughter have been the victims of a string of recent thefts. Hundreds of pounds of raw coffee, worth thousands of dollars, have been taken straight from their trees under cover of darkness. Adrienne McLish is the owner and operator of Wild Mac Coffee Company in South Kona. She brought this problem to our attention and shared her experience with our producer, Ryan Finnerty.
They come in the middle of the night, and they pick our coffee. And I've seen footprints. They're coming from up above. They're coming. I hear trucks drop people off, you know. Then I hear voices. I walk my dog out by my garage. And, they, you know, because our property's like on an incline, so our coffee's really hard to pick. But we've got pathways everywhere. My mom, she's 74 years old. I'm 53. I'm handicapped, you know. But we go out there to pick coffee. The next day, it's gone. Gone. Branches on the ground. Coffee on the ground, you know, because they were out there in the middle of the night picking it.
So, Adria, if nothing was happening and all was well, how much coffee per month, let's say, would you be harvesting on your farm?
Oh, my God. A month, probably 1,500 pounds.
And by your estimation, how much has been stolen from the property so far?
Oh, probably triple, 3,500 pounds.
Over what period of time?
In about a month and a half,
so
since the season started.
So, I mean, you've had more than a month's worth of products
stolen. Yeah.
What's the financial impact to your farm of that?
It's bad. It's bad. We're getting like 187 a pound because we wait. So do the math. That's a lot of money. You know, my mom wanted to go to the mainland and see her brother. Well, that ain't going to happen.
So, Adria, what steps have you taken since these thefts started occurring?
Well, I've called the police. We went down to the police department, filed a report. The police been up here three times, and they said they can't keep coming up here. It's not just us. It's happening everywhere. Everywhere, from South Kona to Coloco, everywhere. When I go downtown, I was just at Ross's. I was talking to this Filipino man. It happened to his family members. Happened to him personally. You know, talked to the flag man down at Kealakekua post office. Five members of his family got hit, you know, and they live south. You know, it's not just us, but we're two women. And the police officer said, don't go out there in the middle of the night, you know, because you don't know if they have weapons, you know, and they're bigger than you. They could hurt you. So we're not going to go out there in the middle of the night no more. It's dangerous.
And so did the police give you any specific advice on how to handle this situation?
They said to stay in. They didn't really give us any advice. They were really nice gentlemen, you know, and they were really helpful, but we were just went downtown to go drop off our 33 pounds of coffee. What a shame. I mean, that's nothing. Nothing, you know? And that takes a lot of walking around to get that, and you walk around and there's nothing out there because they come in the middle of the night. You know, and on my dog, I have a little chihuahua, you know, and she bark, you know, and what do? I mean, I go out there to take her to the bathroom, I hear them talking in the forest, because we have ohia trees and macadamia trees and the coffee's in between, you know. They come right out my window, Ryan, and pick my coffee in the middle of the night.
And Adria, you said this has been happening to a lot of other farmers in the area.
Oh, yeah.
Have other people reported thefts to the police?
They're afraid of the police. I hate to say that.
Why is that?
I don't know. You know, they just want to keep their lives private. We keep telling them, report it. You know, I mean, a lot of people are just not inclined to call the police, I guess. And, you know, they're out to serve us. They're not the bad guys. They're the good guys, right? I mean, everybody needs to know that the police are out to protect us. You know, I've called them. I'm not a real police caller, but who do you call?
So I want to ask you about another thing, Adria. It's my understanding that when there's a transfer of an agricultural product, of which coffee is considered, that there needs to be some documentation that goes from the seller to the buyer, that the transporter gets. It's called a C6 form from the Hawaii
right.
Department of Agriculture, and it identifies the buyer
yes,
and the seller.
Yes, you have a number.
Right, the tax ID number.
Right.
And it's my understanding that a sale cannot legally occur without this type of documentation, but obviously if
well,
the
product's
stolen.
Well, these people, Ryan, have their own processing plants, but at the end of the line, they got to pay taxes, right? I mean, they're taken away from the taxpayers. They're taken away from the road, taken away from the schools, they're taken away from the grocery stores, taken away from Christmas money, they're taken away from everything. You know, they're thieves. They don't care.
So, Adria, how many people would it take to pick the amount of coffee that's being stolen from you? And the second question...
Probably six, four, five, six, you know? And we were coming. We went down to go to the to KTA, and there was a truckload of people coming up, and they covered their faces. And they drive up, and they drop them off, Ryan. And they come back and pick them up in a big truck and load up the coffee. You know, I get out there. I'm handicapped. We're up in the forest. It starts raining. You keep picking. I lose my cane constantly. My mom finds it, something. It's just her and I.
How long can you financially sustain this theft before it puts you out of business?
Oh, God. My mom just wants to give up. You know, it's not even worth going out there and picking coffee. You know, I mean, like we took in 35 pounds for a day's pick. That's nothing.
What would be a normal day's pick?
At least 100 pounds. They ran over our gate. We had a chain at the bottom of the driveway. They ran it over. They came up and ran it over, Ryan. They dug the post out of the ground and ripped the chain out.
So, Adria, what would you like to see from either the police or the county government there on Hawaii Island to help address this problem?
My mom wanted me to ask, is there any kind of restitution fund for people that have been robbed, you know, from the county? We're poor people. We're on Social Security, and we supplement our money with our coffee. We have to pay taxes, you know, property taxes. Our Social Security doesn't cover it. Our coffee covers it. And now we don't have any coffee.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Adria, and best of luck to you.
Well, Ryan, if we can just get the word out there, don't be afraid. Call the police, call your neighbors, call someone. Let's be a community. Let's stick together.
Adria McClish, along with her mother Kathy, are the owners and operators of Wild Mat Coffee Company in South Kona. We'll continue exploring the issue of coffee theft on the Kona coast throughout the week on The Conversation.